Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
I don't remember how we got into this last week, but we started talking about recycling. A lot of questions came up, so we decided to get an expert. And on the Team Hochberg phone line, Recycling and Education Director at Solid Waste Agency of Northern Cook County, Mary Allen. Mary, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for the invitation to come on to speak with your listeners to give them some tips on how to recycle right.
Well, you know, we all know about old newspapers going in the recycle bin and so forth, and I think everybody realizes you can't put the part of the pizza box that still has cheese on it in there, but what are some of the common mistakes that people make? What are the things most people don't know about what goes into recycling and what goes into garbage?
So I think the way I'm going to frame that question is rather than focus right now, we have such a short time, on what can't be put in, is really to focus on the minimum things that can be put in. In the scheme of recycling, there are many outlets for materials to be recycled and made into new products, but curbside is very limited. It's limited to glass, all colors, it's jars and bottles, it's limited to paper, office paper, cartons, cardboard boxes that should be flattened before put in the cart. And then you have, what am I missing here? Aluminum cans, foil, and aluminum pans, steel cans, soup cans. And then, of course, plastics, but plastics, not all plastics. There are over 30 types of plastic packaging, and the processing facilities, the sorting facilities can handle about 5, and that's at your best sorting facility. So please focus on bottles, put the cap back on, jugs, jars, and tubs. That's it. Mm. Make sure your materials are clean, empty, and dry.
Now, I keep throwing some plastic things in the recycling can, and my wife fishes them out and says, you can't put this in here. Can you put plastic bags in there, just the bags?
No. So the other component of how to recycle right is keep your materials loose. Do not put them in a plastic bag inside the recycling cart, nor put in plastic bags. Those can be taken to a retail store and they will be recycled, but not in your cart, because what happens is when they go to the sorting facility, and perhaps you can link the video that I showed you from Waste Management on the sorting processing at one of their material recovery facilities to really gain an insight into how these tanglers, a plastic bag, garden hoses, string lights, those things, the star machines that go around that rotate, they stop because they get clogged, and then the machines have to be shut down. People have to go in physically and cut all those things out, and it takes time, and time is money. There are some guidelines, and these guidelines are for the Chicagoland and Collier counties, kind of north of I-80 to the Wisconsin border. They're valid as to what I just said about what plastics can go in. And then there's even a section of what not to put in, like shredded paper and food and diapers, and certainly not bowling balls and guns.
yeah, you heard that message
I tap my head and go, what are people thinking? But there are outlets for some of those things, but just not curbside.
We'll post that. If you go to WGNradio.com/Surratt, that'll take you to the show page. And a little later on, we'll get all those links posted. I'm sorry, I interrupted you. What were you saying there, Mary?
No, that would be great, because there is, that's what SWANC does. We are an intergovernmental agency, and my job is to provide education to try and get people the answers that they're needing. So we have a reuse and recycling directory that has a lot of outlets for materials that can't go curbside, as well as the recycling guidelines that were established by a task force that's a multi-collaborative group from the major recyclers and the minor recyclers throughout the state of Illinois, local, regional, and government representatives like myself, as well as industry organization representatives. So we all concurred on really what, if you put in your cart, has a market and can be recycled and has the afterlife of being made into new products for companies.
Do people put old clothes in recycling? And nobody should do that,
textiles.
Right?
So no, textiles, there's many, many donations. You know, Salvation Army, Purple Heart, Savers, Goodwill. Take your clothes there, or there are many, many drop boxes by Chicago Textiles or Use Again. Those are two companies that will process all the textiles. Even if they're crappy pit-stained T-shirts, there's a behind-the-scenes sub-recycling of textiles that will, there's a market for them to be made into rags or fillers for dog beds. And then, of course, the nicer things try to be sold or they're baled, and there's a whole different market worldwide to take some of our clothes to for other countries.
Well, I think you've set us straight on a few things. Mary Ellen, Recycling and Education Director at Solid Waste Agency of Northern Cook County. And again, we'll post some more information on our show page a little later, WGNradio.com/Surratt. And you can check out those links, watch the videos, and then put the right stuff in the garbage and put the right stuff in recycling. Mary, thanks. Appreciate the info today.
Thank you, Bob, for having me on. Have a great day.
You too.